The grandeur of the Charles A. Dewey home, a classical temple built in the 1820s, with four scroll-topped Ionic columns, admittedly inspired awe. No doubt that was entirely the point. A member of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court needed a house to impress, and impress it did. As Mrs. Dewey ushered them into a book-lined parlor, he was reminded of the Catherine Linda case and the legal conclusion reached in that very room. Massachusetts had long rejected the notion of people as property, and so a slave brought by her master to free soil was, by law, ever free. But a fugitive slave? The Constitution demanded a runaway's return. Should he embroil the judge in the matter? Even the great jurist Lemuel Shaw made a distinction between the two types of cases. The present situation, however, was dire. Grace's daughter had alerted her. A slave catcher was on his way to Massachusetts to bring her back. What if he presented a deed of ownership? A false wall panel over a coffin-sized hidey hole could work, but only for a little while.